Not only do prosecutors, judges, and public defenders agree they need more money, they also agree it should come from tax dollars, not from fees and surcharges. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson says the recent trend towards funding the courts by charging higher and higher fees on top of criminal fines is not sustainable, because she says the lawbreakers simply don't have the money to pay.
You're not going to get that money. It's not going to be collected because, and especially in this economy, with mortgage foreclosures rising, unemployment raises problems of people's ability to pay.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen agrees. He asked the committee to make public safety the state's highest priority and to fund it with more taxpayer dollars.
It's wonderful to have the perpetrators pay for the enforcement of the perpetration and obviously rehabilitation and prevention and things along those lines. In some cases, that's very appropriate. Other cases, it's just not functional.
Van Hollen says forcing offenders to pay fines to fund programs often prevents them from paying restitution to their victims. The Special Committee on Justice Funding will be using this week's testimony to craft new funding formulas for the state courts, the Department of Justice, and the Public Defender's Office. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.